Hello and welcome to a VO's Journey podcast. My name is Anthony Pica. This show is all about helping the new and upcoming voiceover artists grow their business and sidestep all of the crazy things that I seem to step on. It is episode 191. It is the 14th of December. I know it's been a couple of weeks. We were on the happy train doing voiceover auditions and the last couple ones when we set up a competition, and I'm here to report on that for you. So to tell you where we are and what I have got so far. And also, I want to talk to you today about a question I got, and that was how to start getting clients as a newbie. I think that's a great question. So we're going to talk about it today on the podcast. All right, let's do it.
This is VO's Journey. With your host, the incomparable Anthony Pica.
All right, all right. So, first off, thank you for listening, as always. It is a joy to have you. I'm super excited because we only have, 11 days before Christmas. I'm super excited, ready for Santa to bring me some toys. I need toys. I need all kinds of recording toys. Anyways, I wanted to first give you guys an update. I'm an idiot, I know. I want to give you an update on what's been happening with the audition challenge. So as you know, a couple of weeks ago, I put together an audition challenge for us to see, you know, how many auditions could we get in a day and to see where that leads us. So a follow up with that, things have been going well. I've got I got a job on Voice 123. I was very pleased with that. And, you know, the thing is that it's still ongoing, like today. So this was last week. And I submitted everything, and then, you know, they wanted to do. So what I wanted to tell you what happened was is that I got a job. It was a couple $100 job for, you know, I guess 140 words or so. So it was pretty decent. And, you know, Voice 123 says, hey, do you want to do this through the system? And I was like, yeah, sure. So I didn't know. And they're like, oh, once I clicked that, they were like, Voice 123 said, so there will be 30 days waiting period before you get your money. I was like, what? I was like, oh, come on. So anyways, I learned don't click the yes when they ask you if you want a secure payment through Voice 123. So anyways, but fortunately, the client came back to me and said that they wanted to just do an invoice through the email address they sent, which is traditionally how the way pay-to-play sites do it. Although they are trying to change it, but, you know, that's the way you did on Voice 123. So I sent them an invoice. So that's being taken care of. And they asked for a couple more takes and paid for some extra takes. So I thought that was pretty cool. So all in all, it's been a pretty decent experience so far in Voice 123. Just very, you know, it's still very loosey-goosey, meaning like, you know, I think on Fiverr, Upwork, you know, there is specific point A, point B, point C, you know what I mean? And there's extras to tick and all this stuff, whereas, you know, it's Voice 123 and Voices.com, these places, it's a lot more about you having are you going to do the job that they ask you to do? And then if there's more, you've got to have how much you're charging for extras, how much you're charging for revisions. You've got to make sure you have an invoice, be able to send invoices and stuff like that. You can do it through the system, but like I said, they said it would take 30 days and that's upon payment. So if they don't pay up front, you know what I mean? And it takes a while. You know, who knows? It could be 30 days. It could be a month or 2 months before you get money, and not good. I don't like that at all. So anyway, so that's my experience with that. Now, on the downside to all this, I have been so busy that I have really fallen behind on my auditions in all openness and transparency. And I think this is what happens to all of us, right? Is we get busy with something, life happens, other things are going on, and, you know, we don't get in all of our auditions. And then what happens is that, you know, when you finish the stuff, there's no more auditions to look at. So I think for me, that's kind of what's been the train, you know, getting an audition in. It's been about a week since I've actually got an audition in. So I'm going to be planning on doing auditions today. And I wanted to do this podcast, though, before I jumped into that so I could give you an update on what's happening. Now, moving forward on, by the way, depending on where you are with your auditions, if you kind of hit a wall like I did and you got off track, let's get back on track. We've got the 14th of December, so we've got 17 days until the end of December to the 31st. So let's see if we can get in 10 auditions a day for 17 days. So that would be 170 auditions. That would be pretty crazy. So let's see if we can do that. And whether you're on the pay to plays or you're on ACX or wherever you are, let's see if we can get those in. Okay. Awesome. All right. So now let's talk about the question I posted in the beginning of this, or I said in the beginning of this, and that was how to start getting clients as a newbie. I think, you know, we're talking about auditioning, and I get this question. This was actually a question from a person who was joining a VO's Journey Facebook group, and they're like, hey, you know, I'm brand new to this. You know, how do I get clients as a newbie? I love this. I love this question because I think for me, when I first started, I had no flipping clue. And on top of that, what I had to work with, like my equipment, my microphone, my hobo fort, you know, it was a setup. It was an okay setup, but it wasn't a setup that was going to get, you know, like produce super high quality voiceovers. So knowing where to go in order to be able to start on your journey, to start getting work, even if you can't afford to get top level gear in order to get those higher paying jobs, is really important. All right. So I wanted to do this session on that. So the first place and the place that I recommend absolutely is ACX. All right. It's called the Audiobook Creation Exchange. It's owned by Audible. And it is owned by, and Audible's owned by Amazon. Now, ACX is a place where indie publishers, audio production companies, executives, everyday Joe Schmo goes on with their book and puts it on there to meet up with freelancers like ourselves who are looking to narrate an audiobook. And then once we agree upon terms, so basically they put up their book on ACX. We find the book, we audition. And the system runs you through that. You audition with a script that they give you and you send in the file. And if they like it, they send you a contract. You say okay to the contract. And then you go about working with them and finish, you know, doing the book, uploading the book to ACX. And then ACX checks it and then publishes that onto Audible and Amazon. So it's a really great place. But here's the thing. I'm not saying this in a negative way, but audiobooks seem to, people who listen to audiobooks, and I listen to audiobooks too, don't seem to care as much how perfect the quality of the audio is. I think because, you know, you're in it, you know, it's not a commercial, there's not tons of other stuff going on. And I think if we agree that when we're listening to an audiobook, right, we're listening to the narrator's voice and not necessarily how great the background is. I mean, if you've listened to any audiobooks, you know what I mean. I mean, sometimes it sounds like they're in an echo chamber. Sometimes it sounds like they've cut off everything under 200 hertz, which gives you that radio kind of feel, that tinny radio feel, you know what I mean, that we hear a lot. I hear that a lot on audiobooks. And got to understand, too, it's a feeling. Right. There's a feeling, a muffled sound. It's also a feeling that you get from the book. Okay. That you're trying to convey because it's a production. So, you know, when I started, that's where I kicked off my career was on ACX because, you know, I had a $40 Snowball microphone, you know, one of those ones that's a circle. I got the black edition and, I didn't even know how to use it. It had a couple switches on it. For a boost or something like a 6 dB boost or something. I didn't even know what any of that was. so I was clicking the, you know, clicking the buttons back and forth on the thing. And I'd be like, oh, this sounds louder, you know, whatever. I had no idea. So as I was recording it, you know, I didn't know what I was doing and, you know, I was total newbie. So I picked that platform and you know what? I got work on that platform. And that's the reason why I'm recommending it for you too, if you're brand new, is that that is a place where you get work. Now, here's the thing. I want to point out that I put together a process of getting the right books on ACX. If anybody has been on ACX before, or you've been in a group, or you've heard things about ACX, especially recently, there's been, you know, some definite things and problems that people have had with ACX. And, you know, maybe there's been some scams and things going on. And I think a lot of that has to do, well, one, I mean, ACX needs to do a better job. But two, having a criteria in place, right? Having a, you know, this is what I'm looking for. And if it doesn't fit these parameters, I'm not going to I'm not going to audition for the job. It's going to save you so much time and money on the back end, because, you know, I work with a lot of people who unfortunately have done work on ACX, but didn't follow kind of the rules or the criteria that I'm going to lay out here for you. And they have still yet to be paid, or their book's been in hawk for like 8 months, or it comes back and it gets, you know, pushed back to them. Like they don't get, you know, they're not getting the exact, they're just not getting it published. And I think that's the big thing. You don't want to run into that situation. And on top of that, you want to make sure that you have a method to your madness when it comes to choosing books for price, for time, for royalty share. So let's kind of dive into this really quick about the different ways that, you know, you do audiobooks on ACX and what to look for, okay? So again, when you go onto ACX, you're going to log in, and if you have an Amazon account, you can log in with your Amazon ID. And then it'll ask you to fill out a couple of things for your profile. But the main point is to get to the place where it says books that are available or whatever. And you go in there and there's, you know, 1,000 to 1,500 books that are usually available at any given time. You can narrow it down with the filters. But when you go into a book, I want to talk to you about first the payment process. So there's multiple different ways to get paid. The first way is royalty share. And there's by far the most books on royalty share. And basically what it is royalty share is when you and the author split the royalties for 7 years that you get for the sale of audiobooks on Amazon, Audible, et cetera, okay? And basically after Amazon takes about 60% and you and the author split 40%, and that means you get 20%. So if a book is, you know, if it's a dollar for the audiobook, you're going to get 20 cents per sale, right? Or if it's, you know, $4, you're going to get, you know, 20% of that, which is what, 80 cents or so. What is that, 80 cents? I think, yeah, so that's 80 cents. So I think the important thing is to just note that with royalty share, it can really be troubling, because if you get a book that is like 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours, and it says royalty share, you've got to be careful, because, you know, books take a long time to do, right? And you don't want to spend all of this time doing a book, working really hard on the audio, submitting it, and then all of a sudden, you know, you are sitting here waiting, all right, to make any money, because remember, royalties are on the back end. So you won't even make money for about 2 months, because that's about the time it takes them to pay you, right? They're a month behind in payments, and then it's like the end of the second month. So, you know, it takes a while to get paid. And heaven forbid, you know, the book is not selling at all, right? You might do a 10-hour audiobook that takes you like 40 hours, and then you don't actually make any money. Right? So that's a big problem. So my recommendation is this when you're looking at royalty share books. I used to do a lot of royalty share books, but I had a method to my madness, and here it is. First off, don't do any books for royalty share over 3 hours. Only do them under 3 hours. That's the first thing. So the second thing is you want to look for books that are actually going to be ranked at or below 50,000. So Amazon has a ranking system, right? And if you go on there, you can see books, audiobooks, etc. They're ranked. Now, you're not going to be able to see the audiobook, right? Because you're creating it. So you go to the book, and there's actually a little tab on ACX that you can click over to see the book in the rankings. And it will show you where it ranks. If it ranks over 50,000, so they do it by like the lower the ranking is, the better. So if it's at or under $50,000, that or 50,000 ranking, that is a book that I recommend that you give a shot for royalty share. If it's over 50,000, you're running the risk of, you know, it's kind of like arbitrage. You know, you're just throwing your stuff up there, hoping that someone is going to buy it. And you don't know if the author that's put the book up there, if they're actually going to market it. You don't know any of that. So it's important that, you know, you hedge your bet by doing the way I'm saying and look for 50,000 or under. Okay. Also, one thing to help you to make sure that you're not being scammed is also an ideal book would be one that has at least, you know, 1 to 3 verified purchases. And those are like verified purchases with a review, because, you know, there's some place, sometimes people will buy reviews and they're not verified, you know what I mean? Or they're giving away their stuff, which is okay, you know, because you get like 25 books on the front end to give away. So that's okay. But the key here is that you want to make sure that you're doing books that are lower than 3 hours long and that are at least 50,000 or under. Now, are you going to find a lot like that? No, you might find 1 or 2 a day, but it's not going to be a great number. Okay. So the next ones there is there's a scale of actual payments, or like payments up front. And we call that per finished hour. So basically Fiverr pays anywhere from, you know, starting at 0 up to 1,000 is what they rank it as. So like 0 to 50, 50 to 100, 100 to 200, 200 to 400, and 400 to 1,000. Those are the different rankings, or the different multiples that they offer. And you basically go in and look at what the author has proposed, right? They'll post a book and say, hey, I'm looking for auditions and I want to pay, you know, I'm paying $100 per finished hour. That means that per finished hour is how per the a finished hour of audio. So if the book is, you know, let's say it's 20,000 words, okay, that's about 2 hours, a little over two hours, okay? And at this point, that's going to be that's finished hours. So that's what finished hours basically means, how long the book is after you've recorded everything and you are done recording. That's what that means. Okay. So if it's $100 per finished hour and it's 2 hours, it's going to be $200. But what per finished hour doesn't say is how long it actually takes you to do it. So for 2 hours, sometimes it can take four or five hours per hour. So in actuality, it could be, you know, it could be like 5 hours. And that's kind of something where you have to take in consideration, so that when you do charge, you think, hey, it's going to actually take me 10 hours to do this book that's a couple hours long. And, you know, I need to make sure I'm being paid for that. So just as a side note, audiobooks will never be like commercial work where, you know, you do something for, you know, you do a minute video, or you do a minute or a 30-second commercial and make, you know, $300-$400. It's never going to be like that. But there's so much more audiobook work, because there's so fewer people looking for audiobook. I mean, there's so fewer people doing audiobook narration, and there is so many people putting books out, especially now. So that's something that, you know, I recommend. And when you go to do pricing, like if it's a per finished hour cost, it doesn't matter what the ranking of the book is. Most likely the book is brand new anyways. So it doesn't really matter, because you're going to get paid up front. Now, here's something to help you not get scammed. If you do per finished hour, you make them pay half up front, okay, and then half upon completion. You can even say, hey, you know, I accept everything up front. You know, you have to pay me all up front. Do you see what I mean? At least half up front and half upon completion. Because what you don't want to do is do an entire book, deliver it, and then they decide not to pay you. Now, they can't steal it. You actually have to push a button that says you've been paid, but you could still do the work. Let's say you do a 5-hour audiobook, right? And, you know, months later, you still haven't been paid because they decided they don't want to pay you, or they don't want to do it. You know what I'm saying? So you really have to think about getting that payment up front. All right. That's what I do from this point on. I always make them pay up front because I don't want to be scammed on the back end. So that's a way to do it. And because I put these, I guess, safeguards in place, it really changed the way I got audiobooks. And also if I had ever a fear about, you know, getting into or getting scammed. So I hope that this has helped you with, you know, getting onto ACX. And even if you're a veteran, or even if you're someone who has been on ACX for a little bit, right, you still realize that, hey, I need to have some sort of system. okay, that I have, so I don't get scammed on ACX either. All right. And this system that I'm telling you now is an absolute perfect way to make sure that you don't get scammed. And again, make sure if you're doing royalty share, you follow those strict rules. And if you're doing per finished hour, you make sure that you do not do work unless you get half payment up front. Okay? All right. Well, hey, listen, thank you guys so much for listening. I really appreciate it. If you get an opportunity, head over to iTunes and do a review if you would like, and I would appreciate it. Also, take a moment to head over to Avilo's Journey. If you haven't seen, we got a new marketing 101 course. It's absolutely fantastic, helping a lot. And I also just put up an Upwork 101 course. Okay. And I think that is a fantastic course as well. And I think it would help a bunch. So thank you guys as always for listening. I hope you have a wonderful day. Get to auditioning. I know I will. And I'll talk to you soon. All right. Bye-bye.